This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Welcome back, guys. DGSMKMOX. Happy Friday to you. So the Ghislaine Maxwell transcript and audio has come out. And the only major headline from it so far, people are pouring through it now, obviously, is that Ghislaine Maxwell does not believe that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. She thinks he was murdered. So take that for what you want. Can we talk about one thing political today? I really want to get your guys' vibe on this. I don't understand everything about it, obviously, but you don't have to for my question. What's going on in Texas right now, which to my understanding, they have the legal ability, because otherwise a court would stop them, to do the redistricting halfway through the time that it's usually allotted. I think it's a decade and they're doing it halfway through. They are violating the norms. They are violating the unwritten rule that you don't do this, but I guess legally they can do it. So you have states like California and Illinois who are saying, like, great, Gavin Newsom said we're going to fight fire with fire. We're going to do it, too. So even though they have kind of pinky locked over the years and decades and agreed not to do it, now everyone is doing it. Everyone's kind of breaking the unwritten rules. How does that hit you? How important are the norms and the unwritten laws of our society and our republic as opposed to, well, technically we can do it and it helps us out, so we're going to do it?
I think the norms are obviously very important. However, in this case, I see why the Democrats have done this. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but how often do you hear people complaining, like, about the Democrats? What are you doing about any of this? You're not standing for anything. You're just letting all of this stuff happen. So I think this is a case where they see a way where they can at least delay a vote. Yes, it's going to make everybody mad, but it shows that they're at least trying to do something. So while I might not agree with it, I understand why it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you want the other party to uphold the norms and be polite and do the right thing, like, you should do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
what's scary about it is if it just all goes to hell.
Yeah.
Like, if we just start, it doesn't matter. I get to do it. I'm going to do it. And that's the way it is.
I mean, hasn't it been like that for like 10 years now?
It's getting increasingly bad. Like, Harry Reid did it with the cloture stuff where he was, you know, violating longstanding unwritten rules. And now that's the way that Trump got some of his nominees in for SCOTUS. So it's become the new rule is violating the longstanding unwritten rule.
Yeah. And we all sit by like a bunch of dumbasses letting it keep happening across the board. We'll defend it when our team does it. We get mad when the other team does it. And then we justify whatever works for the team that we decide we want to vote for. Instead of being grown-ups, taking control of the situation and voting in people that will actually fix this problem nationwide and make this about math and not about politics. voting districts should not be made based on who wants to win them or which party is in control of a state. Whether it's a Democratic state or Republican state doesn't matter. But we live in a country where too many of us just don't participate. We don't participate in primaries. What if Hancock and Kelly told us 10% of voters participate in primaries?
And I'm guilty.
No,
I don't.
No, this is the point. Like, you know, we yell, and I think there's a lot to yell about when it comes to people that are in positions of leadership, but we don't do our jobs. We have let this happen because we don't care. Because we see it as not immediate, or we like that our team did it. But the minute the other team's doing it, man, oh, it's a scandal. This is terrible. It's not okay. And there's no high ground because nobody's standing on morality. Everybody's standing on politics. If we stood on logic and reason and said, you know what, let's let math do this. Let's let algorithms show how this should be broken down. Not by racial lines, not by party lines, none of that. Just by pure numbers. Each certain number of people gets a certain vote. Whatever that number happens to be for 330 million people. And we break the districts down based on how many people are in this area. And that's it. And sure, let's let the algorithm change it every 10 years, fix it every 10 years for whatever, what if for people moving to different places, or just to adjust it. But we don't want to do that because we're always angling for our team to get the advantage. And it's so stupid. But it's also why we get extreme candidates, because we will not go out in a primary and support a normie. We'll just let that all happen outside of our control, and then we all bitch about it when we get nothing but candidates we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all, and I'm not excluding myself. I'm including myself. We are the ones that let this happen.
Okay, good. That kind of answers it. You want to do DDS Happy Hour?
Yes.
Okay, who wants to go first?
Let me pull up my happy hour topics here. I have them at the ready so I don't have a little brain freeze. Oh, okay. I was thinking of this the other day. What's the favorite item of clothing? The first one that pops into your head, but the favorite item of clothing you've ever owned.
Specific or kind of clothing?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It can be whatever. Mine is, I think, my favorite ever. I bought this leather jacket from Macy's. It was on clearance for like $8 or something. It was super, super cheap. And it was like a motorcycle jacket. And I wore it for years and years. And then I just like lost it one. I just lost it in my car or something. And I think about it all the time.
Interesting.
I miss it.
I think mine was one of my first college football t-shirts. Like when I got to, you know, in college, they're always selling t-shirts for every big game or whatever. It was the Miami Notre Dame game. And the t-shirt was, God made Notre Dame number one, but Miami made them number two. That was probably the best one, just because it was fun for the time. It was a big rivalry at the time.
In the early 80s, I was playing in a Christian rock band, and I was in good shape. And I had red parachute pants and a black sleeveless shirt with a red lightning bolt that went across it. As douchey can get. And I loved it. I felt so hot in that thing.
It sounds like the outfit that a cartoon character would wear.
Thanks, right?
No, I just mean, like, it sounds cool. It sounds like something that's like, oh, he's here.
But let's
be
clear.
His parachute
at that
pants.
Time, if you were in a band, cool. That's what you were wearing.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew? Is it the shirt you're wearing now?
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Brown shirt.
I'll tell you what. My favorite article of clothing is whatever I'm currently wearing, because I'm indebted to that clothing, right? That clothing is serving me. That clothing is doing a favor for me by being worn by me, and therefore, they're all my favorites.
What? What are you
That's
talking about?
That's the kind
about?
Of thing someone says to you before they kill you in a shallow
Seriously?
Grave.
Seriously.
Okay, Dalai Lama.
They're all my favorites.
It's serving me?
Say it like
it's
the Dalai Lama.
It's indebted to me? What?
It's serving me.
Heck are you talking about?
Can't hear you guys. I'm in a place of calm. I've achieved nirvana. Talking about how my pants are my favorite. Also, no, I don't know. I used to be skinny, and now I'm a big fat.
I almost said it.
I have lots of clothes that I really liked that I don't fit into anymore. So it's like, you know. Take a pick. I could.
You just tiptoed right to the edge there.
I did.
Everyone heard it in their head.
We were all like, whoa.
Oh, my God.
Bless you, Dave.
Thank you. Also, my first pair of blue suede Puma Clyde tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Those were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
the best?
That's a good question too. Like, what's your favorite pair of shoes that you've ever had?
What was your favorite possession? For example, mine would be a tie between my mini bike and my first 10-speed.
Oh man,
those were sweet.
Yeah, it had to be the first good baseball glove I got. Because I kept it for a while. Like, I used it for a while, for years.
Mm-hmm.
My stuffed penguin.
What was his name? Penguin. Okay.
So he had a normal name, not like Turd Baby.
I didn't name Turd
Baby.
Oh, you
didn't. That's right. Sorry.
He was a gingerbread man.
I forgot your dad named him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm bad.
I didn't christen him Turd Baby myself.
Well, that's... I'm a boy, but that's a thing a boy would do.
Andrew, do you have something Dalai Lama-ish to say about your...
The pants I got on, man. I already told you guys.
No, your possession.
Your best possession ever is the pants got on?
I possess the pants. The pants don't own me. I own the pants,
okay?
Oh, my God. No, I don't know. Maybe Moosey.
Moosey?
Yeah.
I don't think we're familiar with Moosey.
I told you guys about Moosey.
Tell us again.
He's a little moose.
Is he like a bullwinkle?
He's a little stuffed moose that my dad gave me when I was dying in the hospital.
When you were dying in the hospital?
Yeah, I had a real bad time when I was a kid, but I made it through. Probably because of Moosey.
What were you dying of?
Asthma. Well, ironically, Moosey is now so filled with dust that he is probably like an asthmatic bomb.
Do you have asthma now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've known you 15 years. I never knew that.
Well, you don't see me do much physical stuff, do you?
No, I don't. have a little inhaler?
That would be why. I do. I don't typically use it. I'm sure the one that I have is actually expired because I don't do much that would require it. I try to avoid doing too much crazy physical stuff. And
is that what brings it on?
Yeah, usually. And then I also have to just keep an eye on like air quality. Air quality can be kind of a big deal when you have asthma. So like... It's your phone will tell you. I mean, it's like very easy to find.
Did you know he had asthma?
Yes.
It's like it doesn't come up that much because
what else does everyone have?
there are times
freckles.
Like there are times at this point, I used to have to do the whole big giant, you know, thing strapped to your face and the whole deal. Nowadays, it's mostly just every now and again, I'll just have to kind of like stand still and take a couple of like big deep breaths and kind of work through if I get, you know, kind of shorter breath or whatever.
Okay. All right, let's take a break and come back and do a little more DGS Happy Hour. Happy Friday to you guys. You can see
me. Wakes up.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on Camel Wax.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can download the podcast. Andrew, what's the best way for people to download the podcast now? I know there's a bunch of ways they can do it.
Sorry, I was ironically doing the podcast.
Ah, okay.
What was the question?
What's the best way to download it?
I like to use Apple, the Apple Podcast app. That's my personal one that I use, but it's available pretty much everywhere. Spotify, you can get them on there. But Podbay, Podbean, I don't know if these places still exist. There's a billion different
Yeah, just search for The Dave Glover Show anywhere you get your podcast. If you don't have a current platform, try the Odyssey app. It's free. There's tons of great content on there, even stuff that we don't play on KMOX. So huge library for you to choose from.
And can I just add what she said?
Okay.
That was a lot better than what I said.
DGS Happy Hour continued. Kev, you got anything?
Yeah, so Rach was talking about the really sweet cat videos earlier, and I see a lot of different videos. The trend I've seen the most lately, and I'm curious if you guys have seen them, is the dad crash out videos. Like you're trying to fix something and it's not working, and it's just dads losing their crap.
Like real videos.
Like real videos of kids or like spouses, their husband or a dad is trying to fix a light fixture, and it's just not going well, and it's just cursing and throwing stuff. And
sounds like it's going to give me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, this does not seem like a fun video.
Well, it is, because it's hilarious. Because it's
dad's punching a hole in the wall and screaming really loud and getting really mad.
Because it's 100% me when things don't work.
Kicking stuff across the room and screaming and throwing things.
Yeah, that sounds awful. I know some people.
It's so great.
Some people in the restaurant business. In fact, we had, was this Chef Heather from Peacemaker talking about The Bear? And how stressful it is for people in the restaurant industry to watch that show. And that was my childhood. It was my dad crashing out trying to build stuff.
You don't do that?
I don't try to build stuff.
Okay. But if you had to fix something and it's just not, it's not right, it's not working, you don't snap.
Immediately.
Okay, so you do this.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I don't do it probably the way you do it.
No, I'm definitely going to throw something and swear a lot. Like lots of swears.
Honestly, Dave, you're not like a yeller.
No.
Like, just working with you for as long as I have, I really can't think of, like, you yelling or, like, I wouldn't call it a crash out. Like, I've seen you get mad, and it's like, oh, this is kind of scary, Dave's mad, but it's not like...
I've never heard you, like, scream.
Yeah, going crazy or anything.
And I really never have. I've never screamed at Maureen. I've never screamed at the kids.
Yeah.
I get mad, especially at myself. I get frustrated pretty easily, but that's like a pretty narrow gap.
I'm same way, though. I've never yelled at my wife or my kid, ever. Not one time. But I will yell at inanimate objects irrationally all day.
Yeah.
It drives me, because even thinking about it, I'm already snapping back into these moments.
He's growling.
I know.
I'm a closet bad guy in that I am a big judger. I'm a big resenter.
I get you.
But I'm not so much a mean guy on my face.
But Rach and Andrew, you guys don't ever, I'm not accusing, I'm just saying, you don't ever crash out about things like lose your...
Oh, yes, of course I crash
1,000%.
Okay. Okay, good.
But,
good.
But it wasn't to say that, like, I wouldn't watch this because I would never do such a thing.
I get it. It's just you don't want to
experience
it.
It's more like it gives me anxiety to see other people screaming and kicking and throwing things. Because generally when that's happening, it's like not a great situation for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well said.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, you got something?
Remember when, I want to say that it might have been even pre-Trump, but I think it might have been maybe in the, like, pre-COVID, before we had, like, real problems in this world. We were all really worried about the bees.
Yeah,
we were all freaking out about the bees, and the bees were going away, and we were told, like, you know, if the bees go away forever, this
food
is...
goes away.
This could be as bad as some kind of global pandemic or something. And then we had a real global pandemic and we stopped talking about bees. But apparently some people are still trying to save them. And we have a new superfood for the bees that could do the trick.
Nice.
Awesome.
So we finally might not have to worry about this anymore. They've developed this like something that the bees can... I don't know why this would have taken them like 30 years to develop, but apparently it did. This like it contains everything that the bees would need to stay... alive, and I feel like you keep rhyming. The bees would need to stay alive.
Here's a story all about the bees.
we take that off our plate now. If they can replace like pollen with this artificial food that will keep them alive forever, and
but then don't we need them to use the pollen? Isn't that the whole point of bees?
Part of the problem is that if there's like a down pollen season, then the bees will die, and then there aren't enough bees to do the pollen stuff that they need to do next time.
So we got to keep. We need the bees.
We need the bees to do, like they have to work together.
The pollen will follow.
Yeah. So if they have like a down pollen season or whatever, they can use this food instead to keep the bees alive. So there's plenty of bees to pollinate when that comes next time.
Do you know I used to beekeep a little?
I did not know.
How do you do that a little?
At the farm I worked.
How is this not something you've ever told us about?
They had honey. And I only did it a couple times, but like put on the whole outfit and stuff. And
is it terrifying?
Because
looks terrifying.
It is.
I have always thought like when I see them, but I'm like, I wouldn't trust that freaking suit.
Yeah, I've never had like a fear of bees. Like I've had a healthy fear of bees, but it's not like one of my crazy fears that I have. But that was competing with my claustrophobia.
It looks like it's so hot in that suit too.
It is.
I watched a couple of the Swamp People do that do some beekeeping in one of the episodes a couple weeks ago. One of the best shows ever. And just seeing them.
Junior died.
That's right, he did.
Yeah.
Not that long ago, right?
Yeah.
Ironically, this was another guy who died, but one of the old guys, the brother. And he was doing beekeeping, and I'm just thinking, like, Louisiana swamp in this stupid, big, giant beekeeping outfit. Oof. It just looked terrible.
The last wild cow died in 1627. What a weird thing.
May he rest in peace.
Like, I'd never even thought about a wild cow.
Yeah, me neither.
And you think you'd have them to this day? Like, we just domesticated every cow?
Guess they're just too slow to get away?
Maybe so. Or maybe they don't want to get away?
Well, that could be too.
Not escape artists?
I've got a happy hour topic.
Okay.
Steak and Shake is mad about the Cracker Barrel logo. They posted on X. Sometimes people want to change things just to put their own personality on things. At Cracker Barrel, their goal is to just delete the personality altogether. Hence, the elimination of the old timer from the signage. They're really mad. Heritage is what got Cracker Barrel this far, and now the CEO wants to just scrape it all away. At Steak and Shake, we take pride in our history, our families, and American values. We will never market ourselves away from our past in a cheap effort to gain the approval of trend seekers.
Yeah, two locations left in the country.
Yeah, maybe stop closing 200 locations before you talk crap to anyone else.
Yeah, I will. It is rich coming from Steak and Shake.
Is there even one anywhere in the Midwest?
There's one in Alton.
One in Alton, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Where's the one?
It's not good. Tears cried for no one.
GS 104.1 FM KMOX. Dave Murray joins us now. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How did we do on the Facebook?
It's been 24 hours, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
75,000.
Hey,
plus.
Man.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
Bad, huh?
That's
whoa,
great.
That's right.
Congrats.
And it just keeps going up. I check it about every 2 or 3 hours. Like, whoa. Wow.
That's fantastic. If you guys haven't seen it yet, Dave had my favorite fall forecast of all time yesterday. So there's a little hint. And go to Dave's Facebook page and read it and take it in. Before we do the local forecast, Rach just asked me a question that I think is a good question for everyone. She said, do you ever, like, I assume she's shopping for clothes. And she said, do you ever, like, look for new clothes and you just hate everything that you see? And my first point is how lucky I am personally that everyone just accepts that I dress like I'm in eighth grade.
Yeah,
and,
same.
And everything I bet you 80% of what I own is used from eBay, and I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. How about you guys? Like, Dave, are you like a clothes guy? Do you go to the mall?
No, not really. All the suits that I wore, sport coats, but mainly suits. We worked with a company in Westport, Connecticut, believe it or not. But that's where my dad bought his suits when he was working. It's where my brother bought his suits. It's where I did. Our son has bought suits there. And I would call Bill or Jack up and say, hey, we're coming into town. And they knew my sizes, they knew the measurements, and they would have every possible suit that they had in that size. And we'd go from there. I'd pick whatever number we were looking for, and then I'd go to the tailor from there, which was downstairs, and the suits would also go to another salesperson to pick out shirts and ties, and then they would take pictures of them and label everything.
Wow.
It's kind of like Garanimal suit, you know,
yeah,
clothes
fancy.
For guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when I went to the closet, it would be like, okay, suit number one. Here's the combination possibles.
At your highest, how many suits you think you had?
I had 18 at the highest.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, you could go a month easily without the same outfit.
Yeah.
Easily.
I think I've had about 4 suits my whole life.
Mm.
Maybe 5.
Yeah, no. I'm down to about 3 or 4 now.
Nice. All right. Okay. I feel the way Rachel is talking about anytime I have to look at formal clothing.
Mm.
I just hate every one of it. I don't care. Just make it fit. I hate looking at everything I look at. It's like, nope. Don't care. Nope. But I don't really, I mean, I order my jeans online because I just get the same ones.
Do you
and
have
I buy
in between,
t-shirts.
Do you have in between normal guy clothes? Like, I truly have one very nice blazer and then use jeans and t-shirts. Do you have normal guy clothes?
What do you mean? What's a normal guy clothes?
Well, like something above what you're wearing now.
I mean, I have golf shirts.
Okay.
I have golf shirts. Yeah. I have a few button-down shirts that are like casual button-downs, and I wear them occasionally, but not very often.
Yeah.
Like they would.
That'd freak me out to see you in a button-down.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of them like I got because I was covering spring training, and I wanted to have something decent because we were doing some videos.
I
want
to see you in a suit.
No,
yeah. Both of you.
You
know what? All three of you.
You don't know what I look like in a suit? Just go find a picture of a dog in a costume. That's what I look like in a suit.
Andrew wore a suit for his brother's wedding, or a sports coat.
I had a whole suit. I had the full setup.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it was nice.
All right.
I liked it.
That would be called a suit.
Yeah, I don't like
the whole
like
thing. Whole shebang.
Why do we have to wear suits?
It's fun to wear a suit. I like wearing suits.
Ugh. Like, what's the why? Because people 200 years ago said, you know what looks good? Extra clothing. I want to put this cloth
good.
Around
you
my
feel
neck.
You good when you have a suit.
Yeah, you don't nice feel good when you're wearing a suit?
I hate it so much.
Why?
Wow. I feel like I'm being constricted.
When was the last time you even wore one?
I don't know, last wedding or funeral I went to. Sure, that's what it was.
Would you wear them to weddings that are not important? Like, not like your daughter's wedding or whatever. Would you wear them to, like...
It all depends on what the people...
Like, if you went to my wedding, would you wear a
depends
like
on the standard
suit?
You set. It's all about whatever the people are want it to be. If they are, you know... Yeah. If they're cool with casual, then I'm going as casual as I can be. But if they're... if The theme seems to be it's coat and tie. Well, then I'm going to do what
okay.
everybody else does.
Okay. They say they're cool with casual.
Casual.
But it is a wedding.
Yep.
What are you wearing?
Well.
Good question.
The dressiest would be some version of khakis, depending on the color, and a golf shirt, like if I'm going casual.
That's the dressiest you'd get. That's not the low end. That's the high end.
For something that would be like
for a wedding,
casual,
really?
Sure.
For a casual wedding.
If the people that are getting married are like, hey, don't worry about it. You know, there will be people there in jeans or whatever.
I will
that's
say,
probably where I'd go.
I will say there are a lot of people who get married and are frustratingly vague about what exactly they want.
Yeah.
And then get upset when it's like, Kevin's wearing a golf shirt. And it's like, well, you told him casual.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in the wedding, so why does anybody care?
If you didn't want, you'd be shocked. If you didn't want that kind of dress, you should have been very specific about what you wanted people to wear.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a different opinion on casual. I would not say a golf shirt is casual wedding attire.
What would you wear to Ledoux casual?
What?
Ledoux casual.
What's that?
You've never heard of
you
Ledoux?
Heard of Ledoux?
I mean, I know what Ledoux is. Why would I dress differently to go there?
Because it's different.
Oh. Well, then I wouldn't fit in. I would wear my nicest t-shirt without a stain and jeans.
In a suit, you would look like Professor Hulk.
Huh?
You look like Professor Hulk.
I got to go. I'm going to have to go get a new jacket. There's no question about that.
I look like a hitman in a suit.
Yeah, you do. I saw you with the sunglasses and the whole thing. What was that? Was it the picture with Phoebe?
When I was in the green seats by myself.
No, you had a suit picture that you showed me where you had sunglasses on. You definitely look like a secret agent.
100%.
Yeah. You like secret service look.
Rach, how hard is it for ladies, like dressing up?
It's hard because it's like you don't want to look immodest, but you also don't want to look like maybe too matronly.
Frumpy.
Yeah, it's hard for me sometimes to find clothes because I don't like I feel uncomfortable wearing super revealing clothing. Mm-hmm. But then if you go too far in the other direction, then you feel uncomfortable too. You don't feel like as youthful. So sometimes it's hard.
But Rachel would look great in anything.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. I like to dress very plain. Like if you watch the stream, you see me wearing like the same seven tops and they're all like black or white and they're just like they're very plain. That's my style. So when I try to branch out from that and do something a little more trendy or with color or something, it's genuinely hard for me at this point. I like to keep it like pretty minimalist and simple.
Okay. There you go.
But then I end up buying like 85 black t-shirts.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Why did I do this?
No, because they're always good.
Yeah.
That's why I have like 12 of the same t-shirt, just different colors. It's changed the color once in a while, but it's the same shirt. Feels the same to me.
Yeah. Dave, let's get the forecast.
Oh, yeah. We haven't done that, have we?
No.
Just moved on there.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's just spectacular. Tomorrow is the warmest day of the weekend, but it's not hot. Still comfortable, 89 for the high. So most of the day is going to be like 80 to 85 in the afternoon. Saturday night, this dry, cold front comes through very early in the evening. Winds turn to the northwest. We go down to 63. The only way you're going to know this cool front's coming through, there'll be some cloudiness tomorrow afternoon and into Saturday evening, and the winds will turn to the northwest. There's no rain at all. Sunday, top 10, sunny, wonderful, 79, 80 for the high. Clear skies, 59 for the low Sunday night. Monday and Tuesday, sunny. High temperatures of 77 each day. We should get back to the low 80s, but only like maybe 81, 82 come Thursday of next week.
Okay. All right.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Bobby Burris on the stream says, I have a wedding in October, and they said wedding casual. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, that's a good question.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a great one.
That's a dickin'.
It's so frustrating to not have like the specific, because everybody has a different idea of casual. I would not think, if I heard casual for a wedding, I would not think like a golf shirt and khakis, but Kevin like would, and I think probably a lot of people would. So it's like really frustrating to not know, because you don't want to go overdressed.
Yeah.
But you definitely don't want to be underdressed.
What about the double outfit for a wedding where you wear the suit and stuff, but you bring an extra shirt for the reception?
I think that's fine.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, I think that's totally fine.
You're
a
sweater?
I am a sweaty man, yes.
Well, and it's like, you know, even times the like, you know, bride and groom will go do that or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they'll go change in between the ceremony and the reception because it's just like the reception's the fun part. It's the party. There's no need to be all stuffy anymore.
Yeah.
Then there are the people, I see this posted online and not a lot, who knows how real it is, but people will get so specific and be like, we need everyone really to wear eggshell blue to the wedding.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, now I'm going to go out and like color match for this?
Right, now I got to get a swatch.
Enjoy the gift card you'll get in the mail.
Got to go to Lowe's and get paint samples.
It is so expensive to be in a wedding these days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I've been in a handful of weddings. I've not done one that cost me less than $1,000. Mm. Counting like the bachelor party and, you know, you got to rent the tux and you got to, you know, get hotels because you're probably staying a couple of days for whatever it is. All in, it's always at least $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too much.
It's too much.
Why would we do that to people?
It's a great question.
It's an interesting
I love
dynamic,
all my friends,
right?
But...
I can't remember what we... Because I don't remember.
They're pushing it.
We just rented tuxes for the dudes, and that wasn't that expensive.
Remember when Phoebe was about six, we were walking around the lake talking and talking about her wedding, and I said, I will pay for your wedding, or I'll give you $25,000 cash, which probably that price tag's gone up. I would have given it to her then.
I'm like, you should lock that deal in now.
I would have written her a check at 6 years old.
Yeah.
But I remember she was like, give me the cash. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think of destination weddings?
As long as you don't expect everybody to go.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yes.
Right. Like if you invite people, but say it's cool if you don't go.
Yes.
And then have a little party when you come back for anybody that wants to do that.
Yes. I find them a little selfish.
The destination wedding?
Yeah. I mean, unless you're just like back to Ladue. If you and everyone going to the wedding live in Ladue, then everyone can afford it. But not everyone lives in Ladue.
Right.
not everyone can go to Hawaii or, you
know,
wherever.
Isn't that the point
be.
Is to keep it small? Like, maybe. I feel like that's why most people do it.
Yeah.
No, that's actually, it can be a fair point, because when you're doing it in your hometown, you could be like, well, we want a small wedding, but we know everybody. And if we, like, invite 100 people instead of 200 people, there's 100 people that are going to be like, oh, they didn't invite us to their wedding.
I recently read that $200 is now the standard minimum for a wedding gift.
Per couple?
Probably.
Like 100 ahead, right? Because you're thinking about, like, you're trying to cover the meal and things like that, like those costs. Yeah. That seems about, I think that's about right. And then the closer you are to them, the more you would give?
Probably.
You know, immediate family members, like cousins you know really well, whatever.
The days of, like, I went to your registry and bought you a toaster, I think, are...
I don't get the need for that. When we got married, I loved the money more than the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but we have a lot of that stuff still, so I guess maybe it was a pretty good idea.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Guys, DGS 351. Happy Friday. George Mahey's going to be here at the top of the hour. You have headlines, Rach?
I sure do. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So Kamala Harris has announced an international book tour for her new book, 107 Days, which details, you know, her presidential campaign in 2024, just 107 days long. She announced the tour in a short social media video that listed the stops over clips from her campaign. Last month, Harris described the book as a journal that will recount her abbreviated run.
So I don't have salty thoughts about Kamala. I supported her, even though I'm not a Democrat. I was disappointed that she lost, but I sort of feel like she's an ex-girlfriend and it ended badly. Like, I don't want to read her book. I don't want to see her interviewed. It's just sort of like a bad memory. You guys feel me on that?
Who cares? Like, I mean, like, who cares what was, it was one of the lamest things we've seen in years. Why do you want to recount a lame loss?
It's trying to make some money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I get why that's going, but like for anybody else, what's there to read?
Wheels, have you seen ladies are flocking to D.C. today for a historic pro baseball tryout for the Women's Pro Baseball League? This is set to debut next year, and this is going to be the first women's baseball tryouts for a league like this in more than 80 years, in partnership with Major League Baseball's Washington Nationals. So I guess this is all being funneled through the Nationals right now. We haven't had a pro women's league in the U.S. since All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. Of course,
not this since is a league of their own.
A league of their own. Yeah. Dissolved in 1954.
It's cool. I'm glad. I don't know that it'll be my thing, but I'm happy that it exists.
Why do women typically play softball? And like, why is it that they stay away from baseball?
I think was a lot of just old school tradition for a lot of it. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of it was that. But see, this is the thing is when that discrimination, that differentiation was going on, a lot of infrastructure was put into place for softball
to support it.
Right. So that's
it just continued.
Right. Right. Because then you can see, well, that's my path. That's what I'm going to follow because there is no end game if I play baseball. Like once you're done being 12, you're not going to play with the boys anymore.
Yeah.
And not that you couldn't, you'd be allowed, but it's just not going to happen very often. And kind of just the system that was in place kept it that way. Yeah. And there wasn't any money. There just wasn't any money to create it.
I would probably go see women's baseball before I would like the WNBA.
Boy, well, I mean, you're more into baseball than basketball.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean,
I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this because I mean it as a compliment. And Wheels, you'll get this as an athlete. I've always found women's sports to be very fundamental, like fundamentally sound. Basketball, the soccer, yeah. Like it's very like this plus 2 + 2 = 4 at a very high level, less flair, but like very fundamental to the sport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.